Tom Lennox, head football coach Michael Nardini, his team getting ready for the postseason. They will travel to Audubon on Friday night. Coach, you know, it's always the goal is to be playing that ninth game and have it meaning something, and you guys get the chance to do that this year. You know, tell us about the season and how we're feeling.
We're feeling good. I mean, anytime you can make the playoffs, like you said, it's a good accomplishment to have. I mean, this is our fifth year in a row that we've made it, so our kids have only known making it to the playoffs, which is a good thing to have. I know that we are, at the beginning of the year, I said we were a work in progress, and I mean, we're in some aspects, we're still kind of that, but we're starting to play some good football. We're starting to get healthy, and I think things are starting to click at the right time, and we're just excited to see what we can do, mixing it up with some good teams.
Yeah, four wins in a row. Had an impressive win over Southeast Warren in there as well. Speak to the progression that this team made over the second half of the season to have you feeling good come postseason time.
Well, I mean, it was a big gut check after the first 4 weeks. I mean, coming off of three losses out of those. And a couple losses where we just felt like we gave them the game. We didn't feel like we put our best foot forward there. But then, you know, we challenged the boys about, like, you know, hey, we have to decide what we want to do these next 4 weeks. And it started in practice, and just the mentality that we had and just coming to work every single day. And it helped as we got towards the end of the season. You know, we had a couple guys come back. And, you know, we're starting to kind of mold into what we thought we would be early in the year. And we've got some kids playing in some positions that they've kind of taken on as their own. And we're, you know, kind of things are just starting to roll a little bit. And we just got some momentum, and we just kind of stuck with it. So hopefully we can carry that momentum into this week too.
On the field, anything in particular that's kind of stood out to you as to why you guys might have found your rhythm?
You know, it's just a mix of just people being in different positions. And I mean, we're utilizing Laramie Stokes in different ways that we did earlier in the year. Obviously with the change in quarterback, Broder Peterson has stepped up, and he's been a good component to have in our passing game. And it makes Laramie a little more dynamic in the running game too, as well. You know, I think there's times where we'll put him back in the backfield, and we can throw with him and as well, but he's also a big running threat, but we can also position people in some different areas too. And then a couple places across the line, our tight ends are starting to come back a little bit as well. You know, we've had Caden Kaufman come back at tight end, and then Kate Cordell's done a good job on the other end in some different roles in there too. And then our front three, I mean, we had Cash Bramer, who was our tight end. He's playing at our center position right now. And he's really kind of solidified the line a little bit more too with the two guards that he's got with Keaton Lynn and Isaiah Padilla in there. And then our backs have been just consistent. You know, Wiley and Colvin are in the backfield, and Wiley's starting to kind of come into his own as a back as well. And then Colvin's doing a good job as a senior leader back there. So, you know, on the offensive side, it's just been some different pieces that have kind of morphed together that are starting to play some good football. And I know Coach Bond would say on the same side with defense. I mean, Colton Isaac's really stepped up as a linebacker. We've been able to get Jack Reed and Kaufman both back at defensive end, which is a pretty formidable duo. And then that allows Cash Bramer to kind of step back into linebacker, which he's a little bit more adept to play. So, like I said, just some different pieces that have just kind of came along, and they're in the positions that I think they can be most successful in.
Now, looking to Friday, obviously a daunting task ahead with an Audubon team that is really, really good. Your thoughts on what you've seen from them so far?
They're Audubon, and they've got a tradition, and they've got a history there as well. I mean, they're very well coached. Burks does a fantastic job with the athletes he's got and putting in conflict in different positions as well. You can tell that they are very fundamentally sound. They execute at a very high level on both sides of the ball. I mean, their kids are rarely out of position. So it's going to take a lot of just making sure that we execute our play calls on the offensive and defensive side and make sure that we get hats on people, because, I mean, from the offensive standpoint, if you don't get bodies to people and get them sealed off, I mean, they make plays and they make negative yard plays that put you at a disadvantage. And then on their offense, you can tell that, you know, if you're not correct or you false step into an area, I mean, they'll hit you for a 60-yard run quick, and that's why they've been able to score and put up points on everybody as well. So, you know, it just like you said, it's a daunting task, but that's what the playoffs are all about. We're going against a district champion. We've we faced a couple district champions already this year. So we'll see kind of how we can kind of make them work a little bit and, you know, put our best foot forward and see what we can do.
Yeah, for you guys to have a shot on Friday night, what does that path have to look like?
It just has to come down to execution. I mean, we have to make sure that, you know, we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, number one, with penalties or getting behind the sticks or just things that we can control. And we have to make sure that offensively, you know, we have to move that ball down the field. We have to put up some points. And then defensively, we got to make them work for their points. We got to put them in long drives. And we got to make sure that they that we get the most out of them as well. I mean, they've been in a good position this year, and they've got a lot of talent where they've been able to shut people down pretty good on the defensive side. And then their offense has put up a ton of points off of two or three play drives. So we got to make sure that they have to work for it a little bit. And, you know, again, put up points and stop theirs. It's name of the game. So
Michael Nardini, co-head football coach at Lennox. Coach, appreciate the time today and best of luck.
Yep, thank you.